This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. It was the winter that wasn't in Yellowstone National Park. Author and historian Jeff Henry just finished his 48th season as a winter keeper in Yellowstone National Park. His job is to ensure the buildings at Old Faithful and other locations don't collapse under the weight of several feet of snow. After nearly 50 years in Yellowstone winters, the 2025-26 winter season was unlike any other in Henry's firsthand experience. It wasn't the least snowy, but it was definitely the warmest. Henry said, "It was off the charts warm. I've seen winters that were lighter snowfall than this one, but the temperatures were unprecedented. Absolutely unprecedented." Henry moved into his winter cabin at Old Faithful in mid-October, just as he has done every year since 1978. Winter keeping, he said, is the hardest work in Wyoming. Right now, we do the Yellowstone General Stores and the four post offices. That's about 20 buildings around the park. Using shovels, saws, wires, and gravity, Henry and the other winter keepers remove accumulated snow from the roofs of the buildings to ensure that they don't sag or collapse under the weight. The deeper the snow, the harder it is to remove, so Henry knows that a good winter keeper is always proactive. Henry says, "Our philosophy is to start clearing the snow as soon as possible. The first snow is usually soft and powdery and won't hold together. As soon as it bonds, we try to get it off, because it comes down fast and soon all of your buildings are alarmingly loaded." In mid-April, Henry moved out of his winter cabin and back to his home in Paradise Valley, Montana. Henry has plenty of anecdotal evidence telling him how unusually warm this past winter was. One thing he cited was his ski wax. Henry said, "Ski waxes are color-coded according to the temperature range where they are useful. I buy an assortment of warm and cold waxes, and I usually use up all my cold waxes while my warm waxes remain untouched. That was not the case this winter." And Henry says the snowfall, or the lack thereof, was notable this winter, too. This wasn't the driest winter in Henry's time as a winter keeper. He could think of several seasons where there was much less snow for him to clear. What struck him about this winter was how warm it was, and that it stayed that way. Henry said, "Yellowstone used to be a really harsh place in the winter. The temperature would frequently go far below zero, as much as 50 degrees below zero, and stay there for extended periods of time. This winter had many nights that barely froze." Henry noted that there were several consecutive days where overnight temperatures would barely dip below freezing, down to only 28 degrees, during the heart of winter. And daytime temperatures often stayed in the 40s and even 50s at places like Canyon Village. That's warmer than Henry has ever experienced. Henry said, "My rough estimate is that daytime temperatures were often 20 to 30 degrees warmer than they used to be," he said. With warmer temperatures and little snowfall, the concern for the summer and fall is that Yellowstone will be dangerously dry, with water shortages, extreme heat, and drought, and exponentially increased fire danger. On Thursday, June 18th, the Yellowstone Ballet Company presents The Little Mermaid, 6:30 p.m. at the Wilson Auditorium on Main Street in Bozeman. The ballet features Fiona Lee of the world-renowned Royal Danish Ballet, Marco Mikoff of the Milwaukee Ballet, and local mermaids and sea creatures. Tickets are available online at yellowstoneballet.info, and each adult ticket includes a free child ticket. After the ballet performance, kids can dress up in supplied Little Nemo, jellyfish, or starfish costumes and take pictures with ballerina Fiona Lee. There are also free seashells for kids. That's the Yellowstone Ballet Company presenting The Little Mermaid, Thursday, June 18th, 6:30 p.m. at the Wilson Auditorium on Main Street in Bozeman. Tickets and information online at yellowstoneballet.info. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.